Happy 2024. I'm sitting outside with my two dogs, pondering everything. So the name of the podcast is obviously Crappy Poetry and Other Detritus, a name which I desperately love and will keep. But as you may have noticed, I haven't done an episode in years. And I'm not really writing much anymore because my life has changed dramatically and I really don't have time to write. That's lie number one of the episode, by the way. I don't know whether or not I'll continue this. I'm definitely not going to edit this. But I've been thinking lots of things, and I'm wondering if maybe you've been thinking lots of things. So the thought process of me coming back and recording is, first of all, not because I like the sound of my own voice. I hate the sound of my own voice, which is probably why I won't listen back to this. However, I'm really good at a couple of things, and one of them is self-coaching. And, you know, self-counseling. I've had a couple of really good therapists in my day, and the really good ones basically sit back and let me do my thing while I think out loud. Because I will invariably come to the point that I need to come to on my own. Sometimes I just, you know, need a little nudge here and there, and that's why I go to a therapist. But last week, was it last week? Yeah, it was last week, or the week before, actually. I listened to both of Mel Robbins' books in rapid succession, like one right after the other. Didn't really come up to breathe, just listened to both of them. If you don't know what they are, it's the 5-second rule and the high five habit. The high five habit builds on the 5-second rule. So it kind of makes sense to read them, one after the other. The thing with the 5-second rule of the book, it's really quite repetitive, but I was in the frame of mind where I actually appreciated the repetitive nature of it. So, you might benefit from just following her on Facebook if you don't like repetitive, or like listening to the first couple of chapters of the book, which is what I did. I listened to both of them on Audible, because I don't sit down to read anymore either. But anyway, what I'm noodling on is, like I said, the concept of self-coaching. There are a lot of people who do it. There are a lot of really great thinkers who are excellent at it, where they take a concept that they've come across either in a book, on a podcast, on Instagram, somewhere. And they're like, oh, I wonder what it would be like to implement that in my life. I wonder what would that would do. In that thought process, it really comes back to curiosity. And what's really interesting is I have a really great health coach through an organization called Wild Health. They're a functional medicine practice that's nationwide. It's virtual. They're really great. Look them up. But one of the things that we've been working on is this concept of curiosity and how has it served me when it mattered in my life. And it was a really eye-opening session because, hi bird, what it came down to is I operate at my core from a place of curiosity. If you've never done, so I do a lot of personality, strength, testing, whatever. But I've spent many years noodling on this, that, and the other thing. And one of them is, you know, what's my place in this world? So Clifton Skill Finder is a great tool, but my top skill is learning. And my second top skill is relator. And basically what that means is I'm happiest when I'm learning. And also I need people in my life to be happy, which is odd for an introvert, but whatever. It does actually ring true. But you can't be a productive learner or a happy learner if you don't operate from a place of curiosity. So yeah, that's what I'm noodling on right now. Let me know if you're noodling on things too. I really don't have too much more to say, I guess. Yes, these episodes will be rambling. Sometimes they will have a point, other times they will not. Kind of like today. But I do have one more thought, and this is actually what prompted me to pick this back up again. In the periods of my life where I have been at my most powerful and most, I hate using the word productive, but most productive, just absolutely thriving, has been predicated on the thought that I get to make my own reality. I'll give you an example. About 10, maybe 12 years ago, I'd have to do the math, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome and told point blank, this is incurable. You will have this for the rest of your life. Don't think about having another baby because you're not going to. You're incapable of it. And, here's some pills. And basically, I said, in no uncertain terms, I reject your reality and insert my own. And what that looked like was going on this quest to figure it out. I figured out what type of polycystic I had. I figured out what supplementation I needed to use. And within 5 years, I was off all medication. And I am still, to this day, the only patient my reproductive endocrinologist ever had that came off of medication and was thriving. And then 3 years ago, I miraculously got pregnant. So that's to say that just because somebody tells you no doesn't mean it's true. We get to create our own realities. And maybe that's what the point of today's episode is sure, it's January 1st, 2024. And we get to create whatever type of year that we want to have. So I'll leave you with that. Cheers.